Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
And a good Wednesday morning to you, and welcome into Darren, Donick, and Chase here live at Nissan Stadium. Boy, Nissan Stadium getting a lot of activity. It was the home of Monday Night Football when the Titans defeated the Bills. Today it's the home of a huge announcement for our market, a huge announcement for the Predators, the Stadium Series continuing right here at Nissan Stadium. February 26th, Predators hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning. The commissioner, Gary Bettman, is in town, and he will come on the show a little bit later this hour. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe here with you. A gorgeous day here in downtown. I mean, absolute gorgeous day as we get ready for the press conference. We'll carry a little bit of it live. The commissioner is expected to speak at the very beginning. But, guys, how we doing?
Great. I love this. They have laid out where the rink is going to be on February 26th, right in the middle of the field. We have a firsthand feel for how this works, having been to the Cotton Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I love just actually seeing it.
Yeah.
You know, where it's going to be. They have it outlined. You know, it looks like you could have like a little field hockey game of some sort on the grass, because obviously they don't have an ice rink in there, but you can get a visual of what this is going to look like. I mean, it just gets the blood flowing, because I'm hearkening back to that day where we got there so early.
Mm-hmm.
We watched 80, what was the final
80,
number?
80,000.
86,000, yeah, or whatever it was, file in one by one. It was pretty cool. Now I see Roman Josi and Matthias Ekholm rolling in. They're going full passion with the gold pullovers.
Yeah, and then who's here from the Lightning? I know there's a couple guys from the Lightning that are supposed to be here.
They came up here for this?
They did.
Wow, that's first class.
They did.
Don't they have games? They were in Florida last night.
Oh,
they played at home.
Jump on a jet.
It looks like a couple of their players are there.
Yeah. I know they're supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And don't forget, not only are they having this announcement, let's see, Ron Hainsey, I think, is somebody that's going to be here. But Nashville SC plays tonight as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. So they're also playing a game here too. I mean, there's just a lot going on. And
yeah,
by
we're
the
a
way,
sports town, man. We got a lot going on.
There's no doubt about it. Can you imagine?
Monday night football, Tuesday night hockey, Wednesday night soccer.
See, and Nashville SC needs to pull off the trifecta with the Titans getting the win Monday, the Preds getting the win last night. Nashville SC needs to get the dub tonight. Make it three in a row.
I see Commissioner Bettman walking in with Sean Henry.
I see Commissioner Bob Cole.
Commissioner Cole. Where is there he is. Commissioner Cole, look at this.
Look at him.
He's on a mission. What's he doing? He's taking some video of the rink, it looks like.
By the way, for the fans, just so you know, the league being the National Hockey League, has announced that tickets for this Stadium Series, the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series, will go on sale tomorrow to the public. So keep that in mind. Tomorrow, tickets will go on sale to the public for this outdoor game here between the Predators and the Lightning. So keep that in mind if you want to attend, because my guess is these tickets are going to go really fast. It's going to be a great, great atmosphere. Great atmosphere on February 26th.
Man,
speaking of the Predators, they got their first win of the season last night against L.A.
That was important. You didn't want to sit here talking about a team at 0-3. Got the job done in the third period. I liked the structure of their game, I think, is for the most part since the, you know, since the end of the second period of the first game. I think overall has been pretty sound, especially defensively. They're just going to have to find ways to score. They don't have a lot of guys who just naturally can score. That's why we always come back to Duchesne, Johansson, and Forsberg. But I think if they can get enough scoring, I kind of like how the defense is unfolding. We'll see. But that Kings team is a work in progress, right? A lot of really young players that they're trying to intersperse into the lineup. At the end of the day, the Predators have to be better than the Kings after 82 games. If they're going to climb the ladder and get in as a wild card team or something like that, compete for the playoffs, they got to be better than LA.
Brandon Walker down on the field has two sticks. Are these two special Stadium Series sticks, or is this like Roman Yossi's stick and
that's a good question.
A member of the Lightning? No, or is this Ekholm and Yossi's stick since he's got them? Maybe a representative of the Lightning maybe has a couple of sticks. I don't know. Just asking.
Very important questions. Very important questions.
Looks like they are making their way up to the stage. Gary Bettman, the commissioner, is up there. The mayor, Sean Henry, Matthias Ekholm, Roman Yossi.
Yeah, I got everybody. Looks like they're about to get started, but...
But to your point, yes, they're going to have to generate. I mean, you know, I don't think you can live the right way in the league over 82 games if you're hoping to win games 2-1. Not in today's game, right?
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Game. I think this team can win some 2-1 games like they did last night. I think they're equipped. I think UC Saros can steal some games, but you got to be able to come up with three.
The magic number's always been three.
Yes, no question.
If you've got a good goaltender, the magic number is three, and that's something the Predators have been, you know, blessed with for a long time, is having good goaltending play, and so that magic number is three. So they're going to have to find a way to get to three. But last night, nonetheless, good win. Their final home game of this four-game homestand to get things started will be tomorrow night, when they host the Rangers, and then they'll hit the road for the first time this weekend.
I enjoyed last night. I was listening to you guys on the way home. Matt Duchesne, very detailed in the post-game show, and he put it out there. He goes, you know, you need – it was a big swing game last night, and then Thursday is also a swing game. You want to come out of this four-game homestand to start the season no worse than 2-2. There's a big difference between 2-2 going out on the road and 1-3. Two huge division games. Winnipeg and Minnesota, Saturday, Sunday, they played an unbelievable game last night. I don't know if you guys saw that. 6-5 in overtime.
Yep.
Joel Eriksson Ek with a hat trick.
First career hat trick for him.
Wow. So they were getting after it.
And Winnipeg doesn't have the start they're looking for. Chicago doesn't have the start they're looking for. Dallas and Minnesota have. You know, we've been trying to figure out, right, the pecking order, how this is. It's still really, really early, but it is interesting to see things, you know, how they look early on. There's
but I mean, it's still
Scott Ramsey down there.
It's still just early. I mean, I think that you gotta let. I mean, 20 games for me is probably a good measuring stick. You know, once you get through, especially playing the full season. You know, last year maybe you could have said 5 or 5-7 with it being a shorter season, but 20 games for me in an 82-game season is probably a good measuring stick to see where your team is at. But with what Willie said earlier, I mean, I agree. You got to beat teams like the LA Kings. I think the Kings have some young talent.
At home, especially.
Yeah, they have young talent mixed with some veterans. I think there's a bright future there, but I think they're a year or so away. And the Predators, you know, if you want to go with competitive transition, which is what David Poile has described them as, they should be a notch ahead of LA. And, you know, they battled last night. I heard Matt Duchesne on Robbie and Rexroad this morning saying that they were dealt kind of a bad hand against Carolina because I thought they actually played well against Carolina. Carolina's just a really, really good team. So if you look at it like that, and I know people just want to look at wins and losses, and I get that, but if you look at the bigger picture, I think you got to be relatively pleased with what you see, but there's a long way to go.
There's John Hines and his staff making their way.
Jackie Redmond stepping to the podium here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nissan Stadium right here in Nashville, Tennessee. We are so excited to be here with you today as we are just a few short months away from the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series between the hometown Nashville Predators. I was expecting something from the crowd, right? And the two-time defending back-to-back Stanley Cup champion, Tampa Bay Lightning. The game set for February 26th, outdoors, right here on the field behind us, the home of the NFL's Tennessee Titans. I can still feel the excitement from Monday's victory emanating here in the stadium. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jackie Redmond. I'm a host at NHL Network, and I just joined the NHL on TNT as well. We're very excited about that. You know, I actually just attended my first Predators game last night. I'd never experienced it before, a hockey game here in Nashville, Tennessee. And I have to say, the reputation of the fans lived up to the hype. It was awesome. Huge win for the Preds last night over the LA Kings. All right, I'm excited for these passionate fans as well, because for the first time in the Preds' 23-year existence, fans here, hockey fans, are going to get an outdoor game on their turf. Their opponent, of course, will be the Bolts, who have actually never played in an outdoor game. So it's going to be a special occasion for everybody involved. And we've got a star-studded lineup here for you today. So I'll try to keep things moving. We'll start with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman.
Thank you, Jackie. It's a beautiful day. Hopefully, when we play the outdoor game, it'll be a little bit cooler than this. We are thrilled to be bringing another league event to Nashville. When I think about Nashville hosting the NHL, not just how great every game is at the arena, the Bridgestone Arena, but I think of the 2016 All-Star Weekend. It was our first 3-on-3 All-Star game. We had incredible participation by the country music community. And it was a three-day festival and celebration of hockey. I then think about the 2017 Stanley Cup Final, and all of downtown Nashville was transformed into a hockey town. I think of the Alan Jackson concert, which lit up Broadway. I think about Luke Bryant on the roof at Tootsie's, and the incredible, incredible excitement and support that not just the Predators got, but NHL hockey got. It was exciting to be here, and I even think back to when Nashville hosted a draft. Every time we come to Nashville for a big event, we know it's going to be special in Nashville, and that's why we're excited to bring our first outdoor visit to Nashville, and we will reimagine this amazing stadium. It's going to be a great event, and so I'm proud and excited to formally say we're thrilled to have the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series game here at Nissan Stadium, the home, as we all know, of the Titans. This event will be a week-long celebration. There'll be more details to come, but as always, you know, you can expect the entertainment and music community in Nashville to be an integral part of the festivities of that week. And with that, I want to acknowledge and thank a number of people, starting with the Predators organization, Predators CEO Sean Henry, General Manager and President of Hockey Operations David Poyle. I'm thrilled that players Roman Josi and Matthias Ekholm are here with us today. Thank you for joining us. And on the other side of the spectrum, or the ice, will be the Tampa Bay Lightning, two-time defending champions. They're represented today by CEO Steve Griggs and players Victor Hedman and Ryan McDonough. And while this will be the first outdoor game for the Lightning, it will be Ryan McDonough's fifth outdoor game, and he can tell you himself how great it is to play in an outdoor game. I also want to acknowledge and thank Tennessee Titans President and CEO Burke Nyhill. Thank you for welcoming us to and sharing your home with us. This is a stadium that is building its own football traditions, but we think for the outdoor game, We're going to reimagine this place a little bit. We'll restore it back to its normal look, but for the outdoor game, we think it's going to be a lot of fun. Also here today behind me is Ron Hainsey, NHLPA assistant to the executive director. And frankly, without the great cooperation we get from the Players Association and from the players, these events wouldn't be possible. And I also want to acknowledge, perhaps most importantly, is Navy Federal Credit Union Manager of Branch Operations Ronald Fletcher for their partnership, their sponsorship and name branding of the Stadium Series game here. And I'm delighted to announce that we have a multi-year extension of our relationship, designating Navy Federal the official military appreciation partner of the NHL. Again, this is a multi-year extension, and we're delighted with the fact that Navy Federal is focused on serving active duty military members, veterans, and their families, and what they do in the community is outstanding, so we couldn't be more proud to continue this association. This is the second outdoor game for the Predators. As I mentioned, it's the first for the Lightning. The first Predators outdoor game was the 2020 Winter Classic against Dallas at the Cotton Bowl. But what we have here as well, and it's a term that I have rejected and really don't like even repeating, two non-traditional, I don't even understand what that means anymore, because Tampa and Nashville are as traditional as any hockey market. So these two teams have helped to obliterate that term. These are great organizations with great fan bases, and they really lead the way in terms of community involvement, fan engagement, and game presentation. So having these two teams, we think, is going to make the Stadium Series game really special. Also, in terms of redefining things, this game will be on TNT, which is already defining the way that we connect with our fans on television. They are off to a great start, and they've done an amazing job of hiring talent such as Jackie Redmond, who has been a long-term part of the NHL Network. Tickets go on sale, public sale, tomorrow. There's been an extensive pre-sale, but public ticket sales go on tomorrow, Thursday, October 21st, at 10 a.m. local time, central time. And tickets will only be available through Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the NHL. With that, let's look at the video board and see what we can all expect from this great game.
All right, we will come back and we will chat with Paul Feinbaum from ESPN and SEC Network. We do that next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, we're live here at Nissan Stadium as their press conference is getting close to winding down. The mayor is currently speaking, letting everybody know about the Stadium Series that will be here at Nissan Stadium on February 26, 2022. First one for the Tampa Bay Lightning, the two-time defending Stanley Cup champs, and of course the Predators will be the first one they're hosting here in Nashville. So tickets do go on sale to the public tomorrow, so keep that in mind. We apologize for the technical difficulties with Paul Feinbaum. I did want to hear what he had to say about Mel Tucker and this LSU opening. It is going to be a giant opening. There's already several openings in Division I college football. I think LSU and USC we can identify as the biggest ones. Washington State is not a bad job, but it's not going to be viewed as a huge opening. But it's not a bad job. Nick Rolovich is now pursuing legal action against Washington State over his firing.
That's a tough
for
situation.
Refusing to get vaccinated, and I think five of his coaches as well.
Yeah, I mean it was the head coach and assistants that were fired because of that policy. So, you know, it's a slippery slope with things like that, but it's an unfortunate situation that, you know, he's losing his job. I think he had applied for a religious waiver or something like that to get exempt from it, and was denied.
Yeah. So, like I said, everything I'm reading is like Mel Tucker is a shoo-in. And nothing against Mel Tucker, but I mean, LSU's kind of a big opening. That's kind of a big job. And, like, I need to see, to me, I would think they would need to see a little bit more, wouldn't they? I mean, it's a great story right now. Now we're about to find out. I mean, look at the rest of their schedule. It's like Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State and Purdue. It's like, okay. I mean, I think what's their best win right now? They haven't beaten a team over 500.
No. They haven't.
So I can't honestly say I know a whole lot about the guy. Really.
About Mel Tucker?
About Mel Tucker?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he's got a great track record. I mean, like Paul said, he's been at LSU. He's been with Nick Saban. He's been with Kirby Smart. I mean, his pedigree's good. But as a head coach, I mean, okay.
He's been in the NFL.
Right.
He was at Ohio State as a DB coach and co-DC. LSU as a DB's coach with Saban in the early 2000s. He's been with Jacksonville. Was he the interim? I guess he was the interim coach of the Jags.
Was he?
Yeah, according to his bio. Then with the Bears and then back to Alabama with Saban. He was at Georgia and then head coach at Colorado for a year and now Michigan State. So, but yeah, I know last week I was watching Big Noon Kickoff on Fox and Bruce Feldman reported, and this was before Ed Orgeron, they had agreed to part ways, was fired, however you want to put it. And he said that many within LSU that are decision makers within LSU and LSU supporters are very high on Mel Tucker.
Okay.
And that Mel Tucker is the target. So, wouldn't be the first time a Michigan State head coach has left for LSU.
No, it would not. And that worked out pretty well.
It did.
So.
It did.
So. I guess I would understand if that's they want to go down that path again because it worked out pretty well last time.
Yeah, and I know what I'm about to say. Like, everybody's going to go, yeah, well, that's just the way it is. But it's just crazy to think about. Ed Orgeron won a national championship a year and a half ago, really. Mm-hmm. It was 2020. The beginning of 2020, they are celebrating Joe Burrow smoking a cigar, winning a national championship, and now he's out of a job. That just shows you, and I understand.
If you read the last 72 hours accounts, it sounds like
there's some other
Ed's
things.
Still been celebrating.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, we're in late 2021, and I guess he's still celebrating.
Yeah, there's some other things. I understand, but it's just like, it's not the first time stuff like that's happened. It just shows you how much of a cutthroat business it really is.
Well, I mean, cutthroat, or is this self-inflicted? I mean, one, when you have that job, and you set the bar really, really high by winning a national championship, and the bar's already really high.
Yeah, but he
can't go. You can't have 500 seasons and have all this. Like,
I know.
Like, here's the deal. Like, all these stories the last 72 hours, if LSU is right now ranked second in the country and undefeated, nobody in Baton Rouge cares.
No.
They don't care.
But that's the thing.
Now, maybe the higher up at LSU, that his wife that he hit on at the gas station, maybe he cares. But like, there's not enough to care to have him ousted at this point.
Yeah, right. But if you look at his resume,
it's all very phony. We all know that.
If you look at his resume, I mean, outside of the time that he had with Joe Burrow, they showed the record that he had when Burrow was there compared to when he wasn't. He's a mediocre coach. That's what he is. And so I think his seat was warm before Joe Burrow and then obviously went to hot afterwards and they're going to move on. But
my recollection would be it was more than warm. Like he was a dead man walking almost, right? People were assuming that he was not going to make it.
You know, they're talking about Mel Tucker and Mel Tucker being the one. I'm kind of surprised Joe Brady's name is not being floated around because Joe Brady's the one that saved him.
I've seen that. But
yeah, but I don't feel like it's
serious. Doesn't have the juice that Mel – it seems like Mel Tucker is definitely, from everything I've been looking at, is like number one on the list.
Yeah. Well, and I guess they want, programs like that want experience. Go get an experienced head coach. But I don't know. I mean, Joe Brady is who saved that and really – made Joe Burrow what Joe Burrow is. So I know Ed Orgeron's head coach. But
why aren't more people after Brian Daboll?
That's a good question, too. It's a really good question.
I mean, his track record as OC has been pretty darn good, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he's been...
He's also been under some big coaches.
I mean, I think that this year, potentially, you know, depending on what Buffalo does. But, I mean, his stock should be high. You're right. I mean, go back to Alabama. He's with the Patriots, Kansas City. I mean, he's been an OC for a long time with various teams.
You know, when a team like USC and then an LSU, the unique thing about making the call early is now you have the whole it relieves some stress because now you don't have to have this whole thing, is he coming back, is he not coming back? You know that the job is open. But now it's like, how do you go about finding the coach and doing it through the proper channels where it doesn't get out and it doesn't put coaches in a bad spot? You got almost half a season to play. I mean, of course, USC did it towards the beginning of the season, so they had to go through this, and they're still going through it right now. But I do think that's a unique situation when you have an extremely high-profile job that you can win a national championship with. And it's out in the open. All the media is trying to figure out who it is, and you're trying to figure out who it is. You're trying to do it without blowing the cover of the coach. And a coach, you know, your next coach might be coaching all the way through January. It might be going into the playoffs. You never know.
Well, I mean, and if it is Mel Tucker, like you said, I think you were bringing this up, Darren. I mean, their schedule's going to get tough here soon. So, I mean, what's that going to do to his stock, if anything?
I don't know. I guess it depends on what boosters, who really wants him. Because, you know, in some cases, if big money is talking, then it doesn't matter if that's who they want.
But some of those boosters are probably kind of fickle, right?
Of course.
They love him right now.
No.
But, oh, man, they blew that game against so-and-so.
Right, they lose three in a row, and it's
like,
all
wait
sudden.
Wait a minute. I mean, they're humans. You know, some people are not as patient. Yeah. So the booster thing is a dangerous thing. They have a lot of money, but they don't necessarily know football, dare I say.
What? What are you
just
talking
remember,
about?
Just believe
everything. If you have money, you're just smart at everything, Willie. You didn't know that?
In some areas.
Well,
you probably have a lot of areas that you're
reason,
very smart.
Right, why you have money, unless it was inherited to you, then it doesn't really matter if you're smart or not. Somebody gave it to you.
Born on third base, I think is the term.
That's the whole plot of Billy Madison.
Just remember, I'm sure this is going to change six times between now and actually hiring a coach.
100%.
I mean, Dabo saying that, you know, this is the only Death Valley I'm concerned about, talking about Clemson. You know, this is what we're going to go through with USC and with LSU and whatever other job opens up.
All right, I have a question. The press conference is over. What are Victor Hedman and Ryan McDonough going to do the rest of the day? Are just hopping on a plane and going back with the team, I guess? Are they going to hang out for a couple hours?
I doubt they're going to have hot chicken. I don't think so.
Maybe they're here.
Maybe they have a party bus reserved.
Well, we can ask Commissioner
Tavern
when
I don't
he
know.
Gets up here.
I don't know.
Yeah. So. Looks like he's coming up. The commission's coming up the stairs. Is he coming to see us?
He is coming to see us.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a break, and maybe Gary Bettman will have made his way in here by the time we come back. The NBA is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, is going to give you a key to victory in a strong starting five. Listen to their starting five. New customers, listen up. You can bet just $5 of your money on any NBA team to win a game, and if they do so, guess what? You win $200 in free bets. Listen to that. $5 of your money to win $200 in free bets. So why not make your roster Washington, 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 and you need five. Oh, yeah, Washington. You get my drift. DraftKings Sportsbook. Customers can also get skin in the game with the same game parlays. Combine multiple bets with the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Remember, all you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use that promo code 1025GAME and bet just $5 of your money on any NBA team to win their game. And when they do so, you win $200 in free bets. Use that promo code again, 1025GAME, this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, the authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. You must be 21 years of age or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Remember, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, our show is brought to you by Creation CBD, products curated for life. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you on this gorgeous Wednesday here in Nashville as we are broadcasting live here at Nissan Stadium. The Stadium Series has been announced. The Navy Federal Credit Union, February 26, 2022. Predators will be hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the commissioner, Gary Bettman, who we played the press conference live at the beginning, you heard from. He is in the house. He is in the box with us. Commissioner Bettman, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And as always, it's great to be in Nashville.
Are you glad to put to rest our questions over and over and over again about when are we going to get a stadium series?
No, because it'll take about another week, and then you'll be asking for something else, which we'll be happy to accommodate because, as I quoted Roman Yossi before, there's no place to throw a party like Nashville, and that's why I said it's always great to be here. We've always had great events here, and this game will be no exception.
Yeah, you're probably right on what you said. We just haven't figured out exactly what it is, but you're right. You know, we got to talk to you in Dallas at the Cotton Bowl. That was an unbelievable day.
It was.
As the Stars hosted the Predators, an unbelievable environment. Tell you what, for fans out there that have never experienced it, and you've been through this now, and these stadium series have really the one obviously last year, or was it last year in Tahoe, they're all running together. Yeah. That backdrop, it was just unbelievable. Yeah. But here, to see this place filled up with, and the Lightning have never been in this environment, how cool is this going to be?
They're going to love it. It's sensational. And frankly, you know, you talked about, you mentioned Tahoe. That's the first time in over 30 games that we really got as impacted by weather as we did. But
yep.
That's the beauty. There are a couple of things about the outdoor game that make it so special. You know, sports is the ultimate reality show, and when we go outside, it takes it to an entirely different level. But the other thing that makes playing in a stadium like this, which is different than obviously in Tahoe where we had no fans for obvious reasons, our players in our game generally doesn't take place in front of 70,000 people like we'll have here for the Stadium Series game. It creates an excitement and an energy that even surpasses what we believe is the most exciting and energetic game in person, namely NHL hockey. So the players love it. The fans love it. It is truly an unforgettable experience.
I thought you said something interesting there towards the end about the word non-traditional market. And you know what? We were all guilty. I'm guilty. Back in the day, like, we used to say that all the time. And I chuckle and I bring this up because when you think about these two teams and these two markets, one, we haven't used that word here. I don't even know the last
time.
It's been
a while.
It's been a good while since we've used that term.
Because
you said, and you said it best, and I just want the listeners to hear exactly what you said about that.
There's no such thing as a non-traditional market. This and Tampa are warm weather markets, but these clubs who have been such an integral part of the communities in which they play have built their own traditions, have incredible fan bases. Hockey at the grassroots level has been growing dramatically. This is a hockey market, and I tell you on behalf of the NHL, not only are we thrilled to be here, we're proud to be here with our Predators.
We're talking to Commissioner Gary Bettman from the NHL. We're here at Nissan Stadium, the Stadium Series coming here in February. And, Commissioner, as you mentioned, it's not going to be just the day of the game. There's going to be a lot leading up to this. Our city likes hearing that. Of course, they like to throw a big party. There's going to be a lot of big events.
And we'll announce them as it gets closer. But we're viewing this as a week-long celebration. And just think back to the Stanley Cup Final, what we collectively did around the Stanley Cup Final. I mean, Broadway, as far as the eye could see, was just packed with people. Music was an integral part of it. Even the tradition that the team developed, where you never knew who was going to sing the national anthem, but you knew more likely than not it was going to be somebody very well known and very cool. That's all part of what makes hockey in Nashville not only great, but traditional.
No question. Well, there's another new market coming up. Unfortunately, Nashville goes down in the books as the first victim for the Kraken. But at the
talk about self-sacrifice, yeah, for a cause.
Yeah, so somebody had to be the one, right?
Right.
But at the broadcasters meetings, we got that sneak preview of what Seattle has done with their arena and with the community. It's just unbelievable, the buzz that's going on out there right now.
Well, Seattle will have been our second successful expansion in a handful of years. The market is exploding with enthusiasm. The arena is incredible. And so by bringing Seattle into the league, we've actually made our game and our league stronger, not to mention we've created a little bit of a geographic rivalry in the Pacific Northwest. But our franchises as a whole have never been stronger, have never been healthier, and to come out of the last 19 months as solidly and as strong as we have is a testament to the game, the players, our organizations, both at the league and the club level, but most importantly, our fans.
We're talking to NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman here on Darren Donick and Chase. Says the Stadium Series will be here in February, but you mentioned TNT and your new TV partners with ESPN and TNT. NBC was tremendous, but as you talk about taking next steps and moving forward with the league, I mean, how cool is it to have now two national TV partners like that?
It's great. You know, unlike the other three majors, us being in the top four with them, they're on multiple platforms getting multiple promotion. NBC was a really good partner, did a lot to cover the game. The production was first class. But now we have an opportunity to get even more widely promoted, and we get different takes on how the game should be produced. And the reaction initially has been overwhelming. I mean, both last Tuesday and Wednesday night, the initial broadcasts by ESPN and TNT were record ratings. I think our fans are excited about the energy that's being brought to us by our new media partners, and they're bringing another level of creativity to covering our games. And, you know, ultimately, a sports league is defined by the connection that it has with its fans, and whether it's our broadcast partners or putting on big events like outdoor games in places like Nashville, those are all points of connectivity.
And it's crazy to see because, you know, 20-something years ago when the Predators started, it was you had a radio broadcast and you had a television broadcast, and that was it. Now everything's digital, and there's different ways you can get things, and you have to evolve with that.
We have to evolve. I think I became commissioner 11 years before the iPhone came out. So in terms of how we consume content, how we are entertained, the world has changed, and we need to make sure that we're connecting with our fans on the terms that they want. And I mean that in two respects. One isn't just the technology or the platforms. It's also the content that we're creating. And again, tentpole events like All-Star Games, like outdoor games, that's all part of the connectivity and the content that we create to make our fans feel a part of the game. It's also why we do all-access shows. Our fans, particularly younger fans, and we skew younger than the other majors, that's what they want. It's not just about what was the score last night. We want to see highlights. We want to know more about the players. We want to know everything that's going on throughout the league, and that's what we're trying to deliver our fans. And actually, that's what the Predators have done so well in this community. It's why Predators hockey has become such a dominant force in Nashville.
Commissioner, I have a text here asking, is Sean Henry really the best CEO in the league?
he's on my list of the top 32. Sean's great.
That's a great answer.
Thanks. I just made it up. No, but he is terrific. I mean, from ownership on down, from day one, this has been a franchise that has been defined by and committed to its fans. And being a part of the community is an essential part of what their mission is.
Well, thanks for coming by today. Thanks for the announcement. We're really, really excited. It can't get here soon enough.
Soon enough, we need it to be a little cooler.
Yeah, it does need to be a little bit cooler.
We want to be in winter, so we'll wait a couple of months, but it's going to be great, and we're thrilled to be here. And again, I have to thank the Titans for sharing their home with us because this doesn't happen without them. And Mayor Cooper, not to be confused with the coach of the Lightning, couldn't be more welcoming and more gracious and more supportive of yet another event in Nashville.
Cool. We look forward to the All-Star announcement soon, whenever that comes.
It didn't take a week.
we're compiling the list now. Hey, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, always good to chat with him as we sit here in our broadcast booth here at Nissan Stadium. The big announcement today, the Navy Federal Credit Union Stadium Series rolls along, and it's stopping here in Music City, February 26, 2022, as the Predators host the Tampa Bay Lightning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with one of the top 32 president and CEOs in the league, Sean Henry. We'll do that on the other side. As you're listening to Darren Donica Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.